Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals in our Jamestown Public School District. We have Jamestown Public School District Superintendent Rob Leck, and we have Jamestown High School Principal Adam Gaylor joining us. And Adam and Rob, welcome to our show.
Well, welcome. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Always nice to stay up to date with what's happening in our school district and with our students and our teachers and faculty. We got some big news coming through from the school. There's a most likely to succeed event that's going to be held on April 18th at the high school auditorium. This is going to be a big deal, not just for the students and for the faculty and for the parents. This is pretty important for the community as a whole, right, Rob and Adam, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's something we're really pretty excited about to work to engage our community in not only what education looks like right now in Jamestown, but what it should look like and could look like in the future. And so I think it's an important really starting point for that community engagement. And so what it does, the most likely to succeed, if for those that are unfamiliar with it, it's a book made into a documentary also. And what we're doing is in across the state of North Dakota, there's been a number of showings of the most likely to succeed documentary, followed by a panel discussion. And we're taking a somewhat different approach to it. We want to show four critical points from the documentary. Okay. And then after each of those points, we're going to have a panel discussion based around that theme. Mm-hmm. And so we think it's a good opportunity to not only have get a chance for people to see, get in touch with that documentary, because it really is a very engaging and thought-provoking work. And but not beyond that, have that discussion specifically about Jamestown and what's happening in Jamestown.
Absolutely. And again, it's going to be free and open to everybody coming up on April 18th at the Jamestown High School Auditorium. And you guys have a nice panel set up to answer questions and to discuss the documentary with everybody.
Yeah, we do. We're very excited about it. Both Adam and myself will serve on there. We have State Superintendent Kirsten Basler. And then from the Chamber of Commerce, we have Sean Rinkenberger, who's the Chief Financial Officer at First Community Credit Union.
Perfect. Also, if I recall correctly too, Rob, the documentary that you guys will be showing and discussing will focus more on North Dakota, right?
Well, there are some components of yeah. some discussion that's happened in North Dakota, but it's really the documentary takes a deep look at 21st century learning and considers the four C's. And if you aren't familiar with the four C's as opposed to, you know, the traditional three R's, they're communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. And those skills being what we know our young people need to thrive in today's world, but moving forward into what the future is going to look like in 10, 20 years.
Awesome. Perfect. Again, Adam Gaylor and Rob Leck joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Something that I'm thinking with this too, Rob, is, you know, you guys have been focusing on facility needs so often. Now this is a chance for us to begin looking and continue looking into improving the learning in our schools.
Absolutely. There is a marriage between facilities and what they support in the teaching and learning process. And I think it's an understated role, but it's a very important one. And that doesn't mean that we can't provide a 21st century education in a 20th century building, but there are limitations that we have to recognize. And it does provide an opportunity for us to have a conversation not only about facilities, but also, you know, really more importantly, what does education look like in Jamestown? What can it look like moving forward?
Yeah, and that's exciting. So going into this documentary a little bit too, Adam, actually you interned at High Tech High, which is where a lot of this documentary took place, right?
Yes, it was a residency that I completed at High Tech High. And in that experience, I really got a chance to see with my own eyes what this can look like. I've had experiences around the state and looking at pockets of innovation around the state and around the United States as well. And that's one of the exciting things about education is just like every industry, we're constantly learning about what learning looks like, how the mind works, and looking at educational programs that are distinct from maybe what we all experienced when we went to school. So High Tech High in San Diego is really a project-based learning focused school. Project-based learning is focused on hands-on, authentic, meaningful work that students learn the same content and the same competencies, but they also get those skills that Rob mentioned, creativity, critical thinking, communication, collaboration. Those are things that we hear all the time from business and industry that are really valued in a world where the complexity has increased, things change rapidly, people need to be able to learn and relearn, people need to be able to problem solve and figure things out without a recipe or a guide, so to speak. And so we're kind of in the same place educationally. We're looking at what are those models that are out there, what is successful. High Tech High is a very successful model that works well for the community of San Diego. We're going to look at not just that model, but other models across the state and nation, and have these conversations with our community and say, what's going to work well for Jamestown? What is it that we value? How do we get our students to really see themselves in different roles in this community, and what the needs are in this community and region as well?
Absolutely. So Adam Gaylor and Rob Leck joining us here on Let's Talk. So that's what, and you know, that kind of brings us to the point, this is important not just for the students, like I said, and the parents, but the business leaders as well, to understand and maybe give their input on what they'd like to see from students coming out of our schools, right?
Absolutely. It's a marriage. The yeah. Education is representative of the values of our community. And we need to be preparing our students to meet those values and those expectations. They can't be mutually exclusive, and they have to work in concert with each other. So this is important for that very reason. I think you see the makeup of the panel represents that. The state superintendent, Kirsten Basler, can give that overview from a state perspective. The central office administration, high school administration, and then also the business community represented. I think it is absolutely imperative that we consider not just the educational needs, but think broadly beyond that into what that really means, and that has to mean a representation from the community.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. So they're inviting everybody on April 18th, 6 o'clock at the high school auditorium to come and view this documentary, learn what you guys have to say and what you guys have been focusing on, and maybe even provide their input.
Absolutely. We will have a time for some questions also for the panel. So, you know, just to break down again what that's going to look like, we'll have four different videos, snippets of video from the Most Likely to Succeed documentary. Of course, we would like everybody to watch the Most Likely to Succeed documentary in its entirety, maybe after Tuesday, when they first come to our Most Likely to Succeed event. But then, like I said, at the end of each of those questions, there'll be a panel discussion that focuses on the key themes of that particular video, panel discussion followed by another question and so on. And then at the end, there'll be an opportunity for audience questions to the panel.
Perfect. It's going to be it sounds like it'll be very involved, very hands-on with that. So speaking of segueing into video clips, you guys are also doing something separate to this, kind of a question and answer thing that you'll be releasing over a period of time to help individuals also understand what's going on with the schools, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked before when I've been on Let's Talk about it, how as a school we want to try every avenue that we can to engage our community in a discussion about education. Mm-hmm. And one of the strategies that we looked to were these video Q&As. And so we targeted seven different questions that range from, why is it important to focus on the four C's in 21st century education? What's the future of JPS? How are we evolving to meet those needs? Those types of questions. And we reached out to members of our school community, ranging from teachers to building principals, central office, school board members, to answer those questions and get different perspectives. And you know, the other thing we learned in some feedback from stakeholders is, you know, be real concise. The videos focus on one question at a time, 3 to 5 minutes in length. and getting multiple perspectives from different people, and like I said, in that school community. And we think it could be a pretty powerful messaging opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about those types of questions and just to be engaged. Sometimes it's hard to get all of that information when it's flying at you at one time, kind of drinking from the fire hose. And we want to try to cut that down and make it a little bit more manageable for people. And we feel it'll be an opportunity to educate people, but also get them feeling more connected to what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm seeing a theme with this too, Rob, is accessibility is what you guys are really pushing for at the schools. So that information is always available. It's not hidden from anybody, and they can always find that if they need to.
Absolutely. The websites, we do push notifications for lots of different pieces of information. And if there's anything you have trouble finding, we always ask to just reach out to central office or a building principal. Everybody in the system is more than happy to help.
Wonderful. And, you know, there's other ways to get involved, too. The Citizen Advisory Committee has been doing a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah, we've been meeting pretty frequently, the Citizens Advisory Committee, for those that don't know, a representative group of the community working on that discussion about the marriage of 21st century education and facilities. And ultimately, the charge of the group is to come to a recommendation for our school board, hopefully late June, early July, regarding how we're going to move forward or the degree to which we're going to move forward in facility planning. So it's really been a great group. We've had wonderful discussions. We are in the point now to prioritize, starting to look at, we've had a lot of discussions and starting to prioritize, you know, what is the most important thing? What are the most important things? What are our non-negotiables? And what would any plan have to include? And what are the nice-to-haves? And what are the great ideas, but just not the right time?
Yeah, it's awesome. Adam, have you done anything with the advisory committee? Have you been working with that at all, too?
Yeah, that's been an exciting I think challenging, too, because you do have to look at all of the priorities that exist out there. All of the options that exist and have those conversations with our community members about what will the community support? What do we need to educate people about? That's why I'm excited about Tuesday's opportunity.
Yeah.
The 18th at 6 o'clock at the high school, we're going to get together and we're going to start a conversation. I think Rob said that earlier, that this is the beginning of a conversation. The creator, I had a chance to meet with the creator of this film and the author of the book, Ted Dintersmith, at TEDx Fargo a while ago. And he said, you know, I could have sold this film to Netflix and people could have watched it individually. And across a lot of sectors, we see people that, you know, do things individually and alone. But what we value about public education and what we value about this conversation is that we bring everybody in the community together. I think the same is true with the Citizens Advisory. It's been exciting to interact with different community members with different perspectives and really think about how do we plan for the future of education in Jamestown.
It's really exciting. It really is an exciting time for our district and to help further that education and make it so, you know, everybody gets involved with it, and that's what's really enjoyable about it. Rob Leck and Adam Gaylor joining us on Let's Talk. Again, that will be coming up on the 18th, the Most Likely to Succeed Forum, April 18th, 6 o'clock, High School Auditorium. Adam or Rob, is there anything else you guys wanted to add in there or anything else? Did we miss anything?
Just, maybe those regular updates that we've talked about before.
Right.
From this discussion, from all of the information that we send out, we try to be share out as much as we can. Mm-hmm. Those might come from local media like you on Let's Talk About It, might be on our website, school newsletters, social media, our Jamestown One app. If you don't have that, I would encourage you to download. You do get quite a bit of information if you go onto the Google Play or to the Apple Store. Search for Jamestown One and you will find us.
Perfect. Adam, anything else you'd like to add? That about it? Perfect. Well, Adam and Rob, we appreciate you guys taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.